Welcome to the Occult London Podcast. This is a new podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism, the Kabbalah, as well as other topics. This episode is part of a series exploring the symbolism and mysteries of the tarot trumps in relation to the Western mystery tradition. Each week we will be looking at a different tarot card. These are meant to be short introductions, so will not be an exhaustive examination of them, but rather a taster to get you started and thinking. If you like the podcast, please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show, and you can also find us on Facebook at Occult London Podcast or on YouTube, Occult London Podcast. Hope you enjoy it. So now, in today's episode, we will be discussing the 27th path, which is the path of pay, and has the tarot card of the Tower. As usual, we'll begin the episode by going through the key correspondences of the path, and our text we use to do this is John Michael Greer's excellent book, Paths of Wisdom, which I would highly recommend. So let's get started. So the Hebrew letter of the path to begin with is Peh, which means mouth. The name of God is Elohim Gibor. The astrological correspondence is Mars. The tarot correspondence, as we've seen, is the Tower. The esoteric title is Lord of the Hosts of the Mighty. The path text is as follows. The 27th path is the exciting intelligence, and it is so called because through it, every existent being receives its spirit and motion. The mythological principle is the war at the world's end. Experiences of the path include images of struggle and combat, scenes of mass destruction, conflict between fire and water, sudden changes in imagery and scene. Entities of the path include warriors, the wild hunt, the gatherers of the slain, carrion birds such as vultures and crows. The magical image is an arch of brilliant blood red, bearing the letter Peh in intense white on its keystone. The door in the arch bears the image of the trump. The colours of the cards in Absaluth is scarlet, in Bria is red, in Yetzira is Venetian red, and Hazaya is bright red, rayed with azure and emerald. So those are the key correspondences. We'll now move on to some of the key ideas and concepts which I wanted to share with you guys around this particular card. So in terms of the path itself on the Tree of Life, it connects the spheres of Hod and Netzach at the base of the Tree of Life. So this is the third path on the tree, which connects the two pillars of force and form. We've already discussed the others in relation to the 19th path, which connects Geburah and Kesed, strength, and also the 14th path, which connects Bina and Chochmah, the Empress. Like the other paths, it basically joins spheres of opposite energies and genders. So there is an awful lot of energy here, and as well as sexual energy. As Greer says in his excellent book, Paths of Wisdom, the 14th path, the Empress, located above the abyss, exists at so transcendent a level that the idea of conflict itself has not yet emerged from the original unity of Keter, and so the opposing forces on this path fuse harmoniously into a single creative energy. The 19th path, strength, though below the abyss, mirrors the harmonies above it in certain ways. And the nature of the spheres it connects is such that, although it carries stronger energy flows than any other path of the Tree of Life, these flows are always under perfect control. The 27th path is below the veil, however, and at this level no such protections exist. Hod and Netzach are each at the base of one of the side pillars, each expressing the nature of the tree's horizontal polarity in the most fully developed form. Some part of the opposition between these two has been explored while comparing the 31st and 29th paths, and it is honed and strengthened in the interplay of the 30th and the 28th. Now, In the 27th, the forces meet head-on in a single path. The outcome can only be an explosion. So as you can see, and this is very much about the imagery of the majority of the tarot cards that illustrate this particular concept, this is a card and a path of dramatic changes and explosive energy that's potentially going to destabilize things. And this is something that Dolores Ashkoff-Nowitzki said in her Shining Paths. These lateral paths can be more difficult to deal with in terms of effects on the physical. This is because the side spheres are polarized, pairs of reciprocal energy, and you are liable to be bounced between them if you're not careful. However, what you've got to kind of remember with these paths as well is that, you know, this is kind of a purifying, stabilizing, strengthening power. So this is actually aimed at sort of strengthening the personality to be able to face the trials further up the tree. As Dion Fortune says, the four Sephiroth below Tiferet represent the personality or the lower self. The four Sephiroth above Tiferet are the individuality or higher self. And Keter is the divine spark or nucleus of manifestation. So as we see, this is this constant balance between our personality and the lower self, and then our more individuality, higher self, above in Tiferet. And there's a lot of kind of fires of and trials, really, with regards to the personality to strengthen it and also get rid of aspects of it to enable us to be able to move into that higher individuality. So this path kind of enables us to see those flaws in our personality, get rid of what we don't need, and then also enable us to kind of overcome them. The tower, in that sense, has been destroyed by the lightning flash, which we could say is the effect of initiation, or certainly not necessarily in a magical sense, but in the sense of initiation of experience. So often the things that change us the most throughout our lives are, you know, catastrophic events. It could be, you know, the death of someone in your family, or the you know, a really nasty breakup, relationships that collapse, things like that. And it's only afterwards, when you've been through that fire, that you suddenly actually realize, hang on a minute, that was really good. You know, I wouldn't be doing this now if that hadn't happened to me. So you can see that sometimes this kind of flash that will potentially destroy the tower that we've built up, which we think is great and you know, really good, actually it's this destabilizing influence that will then enable us to build something stronger. And this is very much about the idea of building the personality on strong foundations so that it is not unstable. And this is also something that exists within the mystery schools in terms of how they train students to very slowly, methodically, so they're going to give them a strong foundation in the mysteries that enables them to then cope with these higher levels. And as Dolores says again, and I'd like to quote again, the lightning is not meant to kill or maim, but to scour out the non-workable parts of ourselves, a cleansing process that can be painful if we resist it. This is what makes the path a tricky but vitally important one on the tree. To resist is painful, but if we resist the lessons of the lightning flash, we may end up bruised, but better off in many ways. Two clues to help you further in your study. Any building needs a strong foundation, and the title Daughter of the Reconcilers for the tarot card has a lot to do with a balanced personality. And that's a quote from Dolores Ashkoff-Nowitzki. Moving on to the Hebrew letter. So obviously the Hebrew letter is Pei, which means mouth. If we think about our mouth, it takes in nourishment and sustenance, but also speaks. So that's how we communicate in the world. So this is very much, you know, we can see this as being us opening our mouth to kind of seek the food of experience in the form of higher influences from the individuality, so kind of the creative word of God, but also through, you know, through the lower level, the personality. So those are two things that you can kind of think of from that level. There's obviously a lot more other elements of this symbolism that can be thought about as well. So it's worth, you know, looking into that in a bit more detail. Moving on to the mythological and gods and goddesses. So obviously for this particular path, we can have a look at, you know, it's going to be quite sort of fiery, warlike characters a lot of the time. So for instance, gods like Horus, the avenging child, you've got Krishna, you've got Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods. So these very kind of fiery, warlike characters that sort of change, break down, and then enable things to build up again. So obviously they have, could potentially have negative connotations. Hecate could be another one that you could look at in terms of a breaking down of things and then enabling us to sort of build things up again. But those are the key aspects. So that's all we've got time for today. I hope everybody enjoyed that. I hope there's some food for thought to think about. Please visit our website at www.arcotlondon.co.uk, and I hope you have a great evening. Thanks. Bye-bye.